3. La Casa dei Pagani, the Tower and the Noble Residences. La Casa dei Pagani, a building on the side facing the church, has an underpass with arches, pillars and stone capitals dating back to the 14th and 15th centuries. Tradition has it that there was a customs house here, where the duty on goods in transit was paid, since that archway was a necessary passage. In fact, in ancient times, the three valleys of Brembana, Seriana and Scalve were connected with the capital Bergamo by a road which ran alongside the Serio River to Ogna, from which it forked in various directions. Furthermore, the valleys were rich in iron, copper and zinc, and everything that came from the mines in the direction of Bergamo necessarily had to pass through the Casa dei Pagani, customs house, in Ogna. The 14th century tower is also of historical importance. Nowadays it is topped, used as a private residence, and built in squared stone. It was joined to the Casa dei Pagani, then lowered to the level of the surrounding buildings. It is said that several tunnels connected the Casa dei Pagani and some of the surrounding buildings to an outlet in the stream. There are legends of people disappearing on the orders of the Pagani, a wealthy family who owned the house of the same name. The house of the pious legate, Bettoncelli, is also of considerable value. You can see this building, featuring the typical architectural structures of the 16th century, on the side of the square that faces the river. The beautiful, finely worked grills on the windows and the arches, supported by 16th century columns, denote the importance of this noble building. Giovanni Bettoncelli was a state official from Ogna, who left his fellow villagers some cash and food subsidies in his will, as well as two scholarships for two boys. His legacy still lives on today. A glance at the buildings and the church takes us back in time to get a sense of the historical events that have taken place in Ogna over the centuries. A sight to behold. It seems like time has stood still in this corner of Bergamo. Now we can visit the church of San Giovanni Apostolo, full of numerous important works of art.